at the NAMA Fall Conference. I'm visiting with Mike Deering. Mike is the executive director for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. And Mike, you just were in a panel here talking about farm policy. We're an agri-marketing conference. Why is policy, farm bill, these kinds of issues so important to people making agricultural marketing decisions?
You absolutely have to be in tune with your industry. You have to know what's going on. And what happens in Washington, D.C., and also in state capitals, directly impacts. We look at it indirectly, but it really directly impacts farmers and ranchers, agribusinesses, and so forth. And so we have to have marketing agencies and marketing professionals in tune with what's going on around them. There's a huge disconnect, and this conference is helping to bridge that.
Well, we can give some concrete examples. Like in the session, I know it was asked to, or talked about with market access funds that are funding programs that probably some of the agencies here or some of these companies are participating in some of those projects. And, you know, what happens if those funds just disappear here at the end of September?
Yes, certainly. The market access program and the foreign market development program, they are marketing programs to market our products, U.S. Products overseas, all over the world. Organizations like the U.S. Meat Export Federation focus on export market development overseas, and so it is a marketing tool. Agencies are involved in it, and we have to. If we don't have that funding, we don't have the programs.
Now, I know you are recently moved back here to Missouri to work for Missouri Cattlemen's. Let's look at issues very important to the cattle producers right now, because you're, like with NCBA, you're directly involved still in efforts to try to impact policy.
Yeah, we're very involved at the federal level as well as the state level. The state level, state politics are very important. Usually what starts at the state level usually ends up at the federal level eventually as well, or vice versa. What happens at the federal level comes right back here to the state, and we have to figure out how to deal with it. So it's very important on both that we have a vibrant state organization, a vibrant policy program here in the state, as well as at the federal level, and the two have to work hand in hand.
So what are, like, what are the top issues right now for your organization?
For the Missouri Cattlemen's?
Yeah.
Right now, our very top issue will be right to farm. Right to farm is a constitutional amendment that will end up in the voters' hands in November of 2014. We had to fight like cats and dogs against the Humane Society of the United States to get this through the state legislature this year. But it is a constitutional amendment. It did finally pass, and it did not need the governor's signature, so it'll go straight to the voters. And what it does is it just gives our members, it gives farmers and ranchers in the state the right to farm. It seems absurd that we need a constitutional amendment to give us the right to feed people. But given the attacks from animal rights extremist groups like HSUS, it's absolutely vital that we have some protection in our state to keep these wackos out of here.
How about on the national level? Because I know that still obviously has an impact even down to the state level.
Yeah, at the national level, yeah, it does have an impact. At the state level, of course, the Farm Bill, we're all kind of waiting to see what happens with this. Like I was saying in this panel, it's a lot like the cartoon Peanuts, you know, Snoopy, where Lucy's holding that football and Charlie Brown is running as hard as he can to kick it and then ends up falling flat on his butt. And that's the same thing that we're dealing with right now, is us as an industry are united and working together and trying to kick that ball over the finish line, but it keeps being pulled back. And there's a lot of stake in this Farm Bill. Not a lot of stake, a lot at stake in the farm. It'd be good if there was a lot of stake, right? A lot of at stake in the Farm Bill. And to our organization, mandatory country of origin labeling is our top issue right now on getting full repeal and getting this thing fixed. COOL is a failed experiment. It's done nothing for producers. It's done nothing for consumers. And we want to get that thing repealed.
All right. Well, we're going to be watching it all unfold, kind of like a soap opera, if you will, that doesn't seem to ever have an ending. So
it was like I was saying, Chuck, it's like that movie 50 First Dates. We keep forgetting, we've been talking about this since 2010. It's over and over again talking about the same things, and hopefully our leaders in Washington, D.C. will realize that they're playing Wheel of Fortune with farmers and ranchers, and they need to quit it. They need to get a Farm Bill passed and get it done.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike Deering, visiting here at NAMA Fall Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.